Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host, and I'm so glad to be talking to you right now. I've been trying to record this podcast for a while now, and every time I open up my audio software, something is going wrong. I uninstalled it, I reinstalled it. I restarted my computer. I checked all my settings. I thought I had it working. Go to record. No, it is dead. The software is just dead. And apparently it doesn't know it. So I'm over on Zoom. Thank goodness for backup plans. I am so excited to be publishing this episode of the podcast because I'm interviewing, chatting with two of my favorite people on earth. So without any further ado, let's go join Therese and Anne. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm joined now by my special guest, Anne Boyum and Therese Sparkins. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Thanks for making time to come talk with me.
I'm excited to be here this morning.
I asked for what I wanted at the end of the Create What You Want workshop. I said, I want Therese and Annie on my podcast to talk about this. Thanks for saying yes.
It was an easy yes.
So my community, some of you guys know, you heard about it. I was promoting the Create What You Want workshop enthusiastically because I'd been asking for it for a long time. And it was so freaking enjoyable to see so many people sign up and come and participate. I created some things that I wanted during the workshop. And I feel like my wanter is tuned back in again. So I want to talk about that, but y'all, what was your experience like?
First of all, it's such a huge blessing and it brings joy to my heart to watch you asking for what you want. And you were like a super pleasant dog with a bone about creating a what you want workshop, given your own experience. Like you just kept like jumping back up in the lap and saying, hey, like, when are you going to be ready? When is this going to be ready? I want it for my people. I want this out in the world. And so that is so compelling and so exciting. And so the moment the time was right, it just makes things such an easy yes, because you ask from your heart so beautifully and so unattached.
I felt very attached.
I love that too.
Honest.
you felt attached. It didn't feel like it. I didn't hear any of your attachment, Kelly. I heard the invitation from Therese to come and play in a way that you knew you wanted to offer something out to your community and into the world that you personally experienced. And I'd love for you to share that experience so that people understand the reference point about how would you even know that there could be a program called Create What You Want. And then you would ask the question, like, what was it like for me and for us? And to be able to get the call to do something to like shine back on your bright heart, to give back to what you want and to expand beyond the community we, Therese and I, were already touching and reaching was really fun. So I personally love we did our program on Zoom. We got to see all sorts of faces and places, people from all over the U.S., really coming together in a time that has been very difficult for people. And so I can't say I was surprised, but I felt really blessed and grateful for the depth, the warmth, the support, the shared experience, and how much people got out of their buddy systems week over week and really making new friends and building that muscle about understanding how to create what you want and be unattached. So there were so many good things I could go on.
Yes, I felt a lot like a pebble being thrown into a pond, right? And Kelly, you being that pebble, or perhaps like the boulder that makes the big splash, right? And you just rippled out into the world, because each of the people that joined us are leaders and connected individuals and out there being beacons and sending more ripples out into the world. So it's such a delight to know that what your heart wants blesses and touches others, and then it just continues to ripple on and ripple forward. I also wanted to step back just one quick second, because you said, well, I felt really attached. And this is sort of it's like a mastery distinction. But I would propose that you may be a stand as opposed to attached. Attached means, as long as you say yes or no, I'm complete, happy, and whole. Right? Like, you were not going to melt down or get angry with me if I ever said no or no, not now.
Right.
And yet you didn't stop asking. So it was just a stand. Like, I know this is transformational. This one concept supported me in creating more of what I wanted in my life. And I want that for other people. Like, that's a stand. And I get goosebumps when I think about that, because when some of my most powerful experiences are only here because somebody was a stand in the world and continued to ask.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted it bad. Annie, my first experience with what do you want, came through the Radical Leadership retreat that I attended, where Therese was a facilitator. Annie, you were there at the back of the room. And we had this crazy experience, even though Therese had only been married for 2 weeks at the time, she decided to road trip with me. I was going down to Birmingham to meet up with some friends for an event, and it was like, wouldn't it be so fun to do this? And it's like, she was a yes. Well, we get in the car and Therese basically says, so I want you to lean into what you want. I want you to make all the decisions. Like, you decide when we're going to stop. You decide where we're going to eat. You just make all the choices. And I remember feeling like panic stricken, thinking, I can't do that. Like, what if I don't choose what you want? And Therese, you're like, hey, I'll take care of me. But I'm going to get so much joy out of watching you ask for what you want. And that road trip, talk about ripples, because you came with me to Birmingham. We hung out with friends there. And then you were going to fly home and I was going to continue on my road trip on down to Orlando. But our friend Tracy Roberts was on the phone with us in the car, and I was telling her about how you were making me ask for what I want. And she's like, well, can I play? Can I ask for what I want? And she said, Therese, I want you to come to Orlando with Kelly. And you said, yes. Like,
now to be clear, I did check in with Bob first. Much like the road trip, it was like, hey, babe, mind if I know we've only been married 2 weeks and I'd love to go on this crazy adventure. And oh, by the way, can I extend my stay? And Bob is so gracious and awesome about, yeah, go for it.
I was trying out this what do I want muscle, asking for what I want at the risk of someone else not wanting it. That was the uncomfortable part. But then to see other people saying, oh, can I ask for what I want? And to see your joy at saying, yeah, like that still blows my mind that my request could be someone else's joy to respond to still blows my mind. So,
how was it for you to say yes to Tracy?
To say yes to Tracy?
Yeah. When she's like, hey, I want you to come.
Well,
I want to ask for what I want. Will you come?
was already going to Orlando. You were the one she was saying, I want Therese to come.
Gotcha. Oh, bring me along. I forgot that that was all part of the plan already.
And you could feel what it was like to be the joy bringer. Being the bringer of Therese is bringing joy through you to Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun on that trip. And it was so fun to like be and hang out with Tracy. It's like that one goes in the books.
That experience changed my life. It tuned me into what do I want? Because one of the things you had said to me is I don't I think acquiescent is just a habit you have. You know, when I say I just don't want that much or I just don't care that much, I'm happy to go with the flow. You just called bullshit on that. And what do you know? You were right.
Well, it's so funny because you're not alone, Kelly. Before I went to Radical Leadership, that's exactly how I operated. Like, I don't want for much. There's not, you know, I'm pretty easygoing. Don't worry about me. And what I realized, Annie and I were having this conversation a little while back, and this phrase came out. So pardon the graphicness of it, but it's as if we're all wanting constipated, right? Like we've stopped it for so long at little wants, big wants. I can't ask for that. There are rules. You know, why would I put them out just to make me happy? Who am I to ask for that? All of these different things stop us. And then all of a sudden there's just a big block and then nothing moves. So it starts to feel like, oh, I don't want anything. And for us to be able to be together and steep you in a situation where it was like, we're just going to pull that plug and like, you're going to want everything. and then you said that was so, like, we swung the pendulum in a totally different direction than you were used to just test it out and see how does that feel? And that's what we designed this program to feel like. It's like, now how do we take what Kelly experienced and what I experienced when I came home from Radical Leadership and just put it into a digestible program where people can start pulling the plug and getting things to move again.
And we talk about how our wanter buttons are broken, that there's no formal training to introduce to children or young adults or adults on how to establish and develop our wanter muscles. So if we think about it as like going to a gym, and even if we keep the graphic of constipation, I don't know if anyone's ever gone to a gym, but that's pretty much the time that you got to go. If your body's moving and you're working and you're running or you're lifting weights, your body says, I'm ready to eliminate some of this stuff. The same thing with the wanting button is the more times we lift that wanter button weight, and it doesn't have to be anything big. It can be, we've got examples of asking for an ice cream bar at a cafeteria line when it looked like there were only like pies and other kinds of things like bakery items. And Tracy, you said, well, do you have an ice cream sandwich or an ice cream bar in the back? And they were like, yeah, we do. Happy to go get one. Right. So it's little things like that that can make a huge difference, that it's joy to the person who gets to be the giver. And it's clearly joyful to be the asker in a way like this is a practice. So it's all a practice. It's all developing a muscle. And Kelly, it sounds like that was an extraordinary life-changing road trip for you. And I know it sounds like it was really joyful for you as well, Therese, to watch and witness the chooser and the asker in Kelly.
So during the workshop, you encourage us all to make a list of the things that we want, to just start making a list and then continue to add to it throughout the workshop. And I think my experience was probably similar to others, but at first my list was short. But every time you said, you know, keep adding to your list, keep checking your list, keep asking yourself, what do you want? Pretty soon I had a whole page just like filled and, you know, two columns. And I thought, I can't believe how I fell out of the habit. I know part of it is pandemic, of there's not a lot of going and doing to think about. But falling out of the habit of what do I want was stopping me up in some areas and making things harder than they needed to be.
It's such a cool place to just check in, because it especially when you, like you mentioned, pandemic, there can be all kinds of invitations or reasons that we go from moving and wanting freely to stopping, getting stopped up, you know, not all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute, here I am again. You know, this feels like a familiar place that I've gone back to. And there can be a whole host of different reasons and excuses and circumstances that have created that environment. And so being able to find a way, right? Not like this isn't the way, but find a way to start to unclog, to start to get things moving again. Whether that be for you, like being out in nature and moving, or hiring a coach to partner with you in the process, or coming and joining us for our next Create What You Want workshop, any one of those options can start moving the ball back in that direction. If you start to feel atrophied or stuck, or like, I just don't recognize myself, starting anywhere is progress.
Yeah. Annie, in your experience in the workshop, was there any favorite moments with the participants?
Well, there was a partnership where again they were talking about sharing, of course, this idea that what do I want, creating the list, and how uncomfortable or unfamiliar that action is of creating a list of what you want. And then as they were getting into partnerships, and I do think the buddy groups was just such a key component. So Therese and I would share the content and we would answer any questions, and there was great dialogue. And then there were these breakout and buddy groups. And one of the buddy groups, the woman was just like wanting things like so huge in the world, very much cerebral, very much related to the business and developing the business. And her partner said, I want a bag of chips. And it was just this example of like, everything doesn't have to be so big. It doesn't have to be, I want a new home, I want to have a, you know, a beach view. Although those are great wants, sometimes if we can get closer in and look at what could I notice my wanting right now in this moment, it might be, I want to shift the way I'm sitting, or I want to open a window. And so we have this whole range of wanting experiences. And sometimes there's a way that we just go for the big stuff and forget all the really fun on the way to the big stuff examples as well. So that was one of my aha moments, or favorite moments, that was a bit of an aha for the partner.
On the road trip, I wanted to try Whataburger for the first time. Like that was a small thing. That stands out as a memory for me. During the workshop, I did write a lot of big things, like someday I want to own a house. I don't want that right this minute though, but someday. I want, super financially secure retirement. I don't want it right now, but it's something I want. But the couple of the things that I wrote down that happened like super fast was one, I want someone to detail my car. From the beginning of March, I have been saying, I need to get my car detailed. I need to get my car detailed, but I never did anything about it. And when I wrote it down on that list, like I want my car detailed, it's like, what am I waiting for? I had shared it with my buddy. So I'm like, all right, that's it. And I just went and found somebody, and it was detailed 3 days later. Another thing was I had a terrible experience at the post office. where I was in, it took me over an hour to have some package shipped. And I know I don't want to do that again. So what do I want? I want my own postal scale. I want to know how to use it. The scale is in my house now. Like, it, those are small wants on the, in the grand scheme of life. But because of the workshop, I didn't put them off. I just did it. It felt ridiculous not to.
I get chills thinking about that, because it's not, the ego wants to say, well, it's just a small thing. It's no big deal. And yet it, that is the catalyst that starts you trusting yourself again.
Yeah.
And like going, it feels really satisfying to create what I want. Right. Like, and now you can send mail to anybody at any time, anywhere. And you bless people with your mail all over the place. So like, again, the ripples, this is not just about you. One of the things about the, in the workshop that we talk about is that wanting is not selfish. We've been taught that wanting things is selfish. And the truth is, there is a place inside of you that can want things that is selfish. And it's really important to know the distinction between the two, because otherwise you can fall into the trap of just pissing people off. And yet when you want from the place inside of you, that is your essence, it is in service of not only yourself, but also other people. And things that might seem really small, when you start lifting, exercising that muscle, you know, like you start with 5-pound weights and it's not that big of a deal. But then you do the repetitions and your muscles already ache. Doesn't matter if it's only 5 pounds or 2.5 pounds, doesn't matter. Your muscles will already ache. And the same thing, you'll start to see results with even small wants, because those are the things that start to like set the trigger in your brain to go, this is enjoyable. Gosh, I really like asking for what I want. Wow, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And people enjoyed saying yes. That's kind of cool.
I noticed...
I was just going to ask for a story. So let me ask for the story, and then I want to hear what you have to say, Kelly. The story I was going to ask Therese to share was the one about Kira this morning, but I don't want to ask about that if that doesn't take us in the direction you want to go next.
You nodded, so I'll share the story. This morning, my daughter is like 4 years old, and we still have a monitor in her room. So like every once in a while, she'll talk to us. Most of the time, she just comes in and snuggles when she wakes up in the morning. This morning, she woke up and she's like, "Hey, Daddy, Daddy." And he responds back to her. He's like, "What's up, Kira?" And she's like, "I'm wondering if you'd come open my window so I can see the sunshine." And he's like, "You know what, Kira? I'm really cozy and warm in my bed." And she goes, "You know what, Dad? I'm really warm and cozy too." Oh no, wait, it was the other way around. And he goes, "Well, Kira, why don't you just get up and do it yourself?" And he, and she goes, "Wait, Dad, well, 'cause Dad, I'm really warm and cozy in my bed." So his response was, "Well, I'm really warm and cozy too." But then Mom was like, "I kind of like that she just asked for what she wanted. So I went and opened her window." It's so fun to like support people. She wasn't like, "Woe is me," or "I'm going to be mad at you if you don't say yes." It was just like, "Let me be honest. I'm pretty warm and I like where I'm at."
And yes, I could get in to open that, but you know, I love it about how she's, you're an example. You're a household teaching your children, really young children, how to ask for what they want legitimately, so they don't have to go around asking for what they want illegitimately and trying to manipulate. So your kiddos understand the distinction, and they are so sophisticated now that if they're going to go and ask for something illegitimately, they kind of get a little smirk on their face, like, "Watch this, I'm going to go try to manipulate something," because they know the difference inside their little being of when they're coming from, in the language we use, ego essence, or if they're really coming from a place of that like manipulation of someone else. And so it's so interesting that while we're not taught how to develop our wanter buttons, unconsciously and societally, we have learned how to hone the ability to manipulate.
Yes.
So it's a reverse osmosis. We're actually reducing the need and the strength of the manipulation muscle and increasing the capability of the wanter, the choice to ask for what you want and be unattached.
Yeah.
So, and I love listening to kids' stories because they exaggerate it in such a way that without being an exaggeration, right? It's like they're just doing it for the first time and it's working, and it brings joy when you can pop out of bed and go, yeah, I'd love to open that blind for you so you can see the sun. So great.
That, you know, it's funny. I'm glad you went into like, you know, sometimes they still manipulate because just because they've been taught doesn't mean they don't.
No, but I can see when they're going through, they're like,
but at the same time, it's so true. Therese Keenest uses the phrase, who's the founder of Radical Leadership. She says, because we haven't been taught how to get what we want legitimately, we find ways to get it illegitimately. And so you have to look at us and give us grace, right? We're bumbling around and doing the best we can with what we've got so far. And now, like, this course is all about just showing you a new way, offering a new option, to go, what would it be like to actually go take a course on creating what I want, on exercising that muscle? What would it be like to be held accountable to starting to exercise the muscle of creating what I want? You know, in a non-selfish way, in a way that does support the well-being of the world. And we get to play with all of that in between. So Kelly, what were you going to say?
Well, the when you talked about attachment and how to ask mm-hmm. without being attached, during the workshop, I had an experience of wanting something. There's some new software I used in my business that I loved it. A bunch of my friends were asking about it, and I said, let me go get in their affiliate program. And I found out their affiliate program was closed. Not permanently, but closed to new affiliates. So I asked, can I be considered for an addition? Because I'm new to using it, and I have a bunch of friends asking. And first they said, nope, it's closed. I wrote back and I said, could I ask for a review? Like, could somebody maybe send this up the flagpole and see if someone else might decide to let me in? Because I'm an experienced and affiliate. I'm loving the software. I'm going to be sharing it with a lot of people. I would love the opportunity to profit from my recommendation. And so they asked me for some information, like tell me about your list size and blah, blah, blah. So I just gave them the information. I'd like to say that this has a happy ending. It does not. They have ignored me now. But I'm not pissed off about it. Because when they said no and I went back and asked for a review, I thought, I've got to ask for what I want, but I must not be attached. Mm-hmm. Because I have been in that place before where I feel like, well, F you, then I'm not going to promote your software. Like, that's not true. I love the software. I'm sharing it whether or not I get to profit. But I'll probably go back and nudge them one more time just to say, hey, I never heard back.
Yeah.
But I'm not attached. I'm not pissed. My day's not ruined. But I did
that's
ask.
The difference. Like, it's a huge difference. And for you, it feels different. You're not ruminating on it. You're not angry about it. It's not consuming your thoughts and your days. And on the flip side, an unattached request has a totally different feel. Like, if you were like, hey, I'm not going to promote your stuff because of this, like, immediately the response inside my body is like, screw you. Don't promote me then.
Yeah.
And so yet you're still open and offering, like, just because you ask for what you want doesn't mean you always get what you want. Yeah. By the way, that's the toughest thing to teach the 4-year-old. It's like, just because you ask for what you want doesn't mean you always get it. And yet, if you didn't ask, you'd always be frustrated and wonder, or you'd always be like, well, you know, I mean, they said no, or it's just in their policies now. Versus, you know what, I exhausted all options. And now that I've all exhausted all options, I'm still willing to promote the software. I have a new choice point.
Yeah.
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 It's such a magical thing. asking for what you want.
It is. And
it's so, it seems so basic and so simple, and yet it's like mind blowing.
Listeners, I want everyone to experience it. So there's definitely a link in the show notes to check out the next Create What You Want workshop.
We'd love to have you with us. It's so much fun. But you know, one of the things I noticed too, Kelly, is if I were to send you off on your road trip by yourself and say, Kelly, you're making all the decisions and you have to do this on your own, it would have had a different feel or experience for you versus being able to be inside of a community that's practicing the same thing and have accountability.
Yeah.
Because I can, you know, sort of sidestep myself, but when I have accountability in place, it causes me to step outside of my comfort zone in a new way. So that would be why the workshop is, because if you're not going to do it by yourself, most likely you're not. Statistics just say you're going to keep doing what you've been doing. Then try something different, anything different. And if not this workshop, find accountability in another way.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys did it. I've heard nothing but positive feedback from people in my community. The experience that they had was wonderful. And quite a few of them said it felt like a little taste of radical leadership. Since there are no retreats happening right now, they were glad that they got to have a little taste of it and to experience some Teresa and Annie.
Yeah. Well, it was so fun to do. It'll be so fun to do again. I want to ask people to even come back, you know, mm-hmm. even if they've done it once, come again. Cause as you know, Kelly, your original experience with it was different when you came into the workshop experience. And so even if someone's done the workshop before, they can come again because they themselves are in a different place. We have different weather. We have different experiences in our lives right now. The wanter button continues to get stronger and stronger the more we use it. And I love what Therese shared. When we are clear about what we want and ask, it is a gift to other people. They get to give the gift of the giver as well as the receiver. And it does have that positive ripple effect. So if not the same people, let them tell two friends. We would love to meet anyone and everyone who wants to come to this. So. And then other thing about the workshop is we do record it. So people can, if they can't come at the same time, they can get the recording. And then we do pair them up with buddies so they get to expand their network and their community. And it's just a light, you know, 10, 20 minute call in between our calls. And then they also have an opportunity to talk to Therese or me, depending on if they want to, right? There's no rules about, no one has to do what they don't want to do. I think that's the biggest key in this program. Do only what you want to do. Don't do anything you don't want to do. How's that?
One person who I thought for sure would sign up for the workshop told me, I'm not going to sign up because I know you're going to get me in touch with what I want, and what I want scares the shit out of me. And so hopefully next time. Come on. Next time.
It's so funny that is true. That's one of, there are so many hosts of reasons and circumstances that keep us from being in touch with and asking for and getting clear about what we want. It's amazing to watch things go, ooh, I want that. And that's kind of big. And I know we're wrapping up, but I just wanted to say there was something beautiful about your experience, Kelly, right now, knowing like, hey, I want a house, you know, I want other big things. And yet you're not disturbing yourself with them in this moment. You can still want things and name them and claim them and be okay that they're not true right now. And that's one of the practices that you go through. No matter where you're at or what you want, this is the perfect place for you, because there's nothing like exercising that muscle and just strengthening it a little bit more.
Yeah. Annie, Therese, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us, Kelly.
I look forward to
it. It's so fun being with you and your people.
Bye, Annie.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Hey there, you're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 79 of Love People and Make Money. I wish I could talk to Therese and Annie every day. I wish I had a daily podcast with Therese and Annie. That would make every day amazing for me and the whole world. I have no doubt about it. I should be careful about what I wish for with Therese and Annie. Because I tend to get what I want when I express it to them. So, hey guys, go back to the show notes. Go to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 79. You'll find the link to the Create What You Want workshop. I'll also have a link on those show notes to Radical Leadership. So you can check out the upcoming Radical Leadership Retreat coming up in September in Minneapolis. So, I want everyone in the whole world to go to Radical Leadership. If I haven't said that before to you in particular, let me say it again. I want you to go to Radical Leadership because it was a truly transformative experience for me. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. Bye now.